When they get building inside, you can let them go so long, I always call them old Sutneys. And that's just exactly what they look like. It's old black Sutneys. Then it grows in the house, and the others outside, they're just like white looking, looks like silk.
Now, but that's interesting. That's very interesting. They make a difference.
Well, now, that's the difference. I always call them and hang down in the house that way, an old Sut tag, and that's just exactly what they look like, too. Yeah, they do. You know where they start. You know how a spider can move their nest. Well, now, whenever they move them in the house that way, the dust and stuff settles on them, and they look just exactly like a Sut.
You said a tag or a
tag, that's it. So they get tied down in the house, it's fly. Tied down. They don't move like they do outside in the house.
And then you also call it a Sut nasty.
Same thing.
Now I'll ask something about trees. The parts of a tree underground.
That's the root talking
about. Okay. And now would you just name some of the different trees that grow in this part of the country?
Let's see, the willows. And oats, all kind of oats, white oats, black oats, water oats, and spotted oats, and hickory, and walnuts, and locusts.
How about a big shade tree with
maple?
Yeah, this has a long, kind of gray, scaly, white, scaly bark, and it's a very large tree.
Oh, that's, you're talking about a white maple.
This is a
sycamore, you're talking about sycamore that has a little balls to it.
Yeah.
That's the sycamore.
And this tree we're talking about, I don't know if they grow around here, but they have a small red berry.
You're talking about dogwood. And then cherry, you're talking about, I guess you're talking about them old heart cherries, black heart cherries. That's what you're talking about.
Now, with the dogwood, could you use that? The dogwood has a fruit.
No, it just has a little red berry on it. But it has a fruit for it. Now, it feeds the birds and things, because them seeds that's in them are little berries, that feeds the birds and things, things in the wintertime.
Is there a kind of bush-like thing that they call a shoemaker or a sumac?
Yeah, there are shoemakers here.
Now, what's that like?
That's just an old long bush, and it has little leaves. It has leaves on it about that long, and they just got little bitty leaves run down on it. It looks like a fern. It looks more like a fern, the leaf on it does. And then it has a great big old red berry of a thing to come on.
Just one, or is it?
There may be one or two on right in the top of it.
I see. Now, these are kind of vine or plants.
They're poisonous, and they're poison ivy. They fight cage fire just like that. They're poison.
Oh, really? Could you describe those separately for me?
Well, now, they're different than the vines. A cage vine has a great big old blossom on it, yellow blossom. Five-leaf poison vine. It's got a five-leaf to it, but it's made like a regular old poison vine, poison oak, what we call it, but it's got leaves on it like oak. But this here five-leaf poison vine I'm talking about. It's got a five-leaf to it.
Now, is that, the five-leaf you call, that's the one? That's a vine, though, rather than...
Yeah, that's a vine. And then this here cage vine that I'm talking about, it has a thing to it like a grapevine. You know, the thing it runs on it, like a grapevine. It runs like a grapevine. It has big old things on it, like grapevines, too. But it has a yellow blossom on it, a red blossom with a yellow agent trimmed around.
I see. Now, that reminds me of something else I meant to ask you, and I forgot, about different kinds of roots. Did people around here dig roots?
Yeah, I've dug golden seal, we dug tamarind,